fast, you kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart,
I'm You are listening to our Come of the Electric on WMFO in Medford. I'm trying to make sure we have something to cut to when I'm done with the opening
bit.
And this is that song.
Oh, down to three. I don't like to lose a man. The third location and a second string team and one awful plan. It's up to us. This is what we came here for. Had enough trouble, but the trouble wants more. I don't want to straighten up. I don't want to fly right
little hey. Jonathan Colton to start your morning. Happy February 14th. Fake out. This is the Electric Hour. Jumping for as long as running improv LA. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brendan Corriston, as so far.
Yeah, boss those teeth around.
Boss those teeth.
And
boss those Valentines around.
Yeah. Man, hey, well, good. It feels good to start our show like it always is started.
Yep. At 8:13.
Yeah.
Just the, like the every week.
The lucky minute.
This is called gaslighting. Nobody knows what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just gonna
tell everyone that it always starts at this time.
Yeah. Picture the truth as a little pearl under a coconut shell that we are spinning around on a table.
That's not where pearls come from, right?
No, but it's like a shell game that you might kind of tricky, you know. Yeah, I'm not sure what.
Yeah,
all right. It was the cans on the board. That was the problem. Man, I mean, Brennan, you could call me an omelet platter because, boy, is there egg on my face. I invited the program director.
Platters don't have faces, John.
The program director of WM Freakin' O for our Valentine's Day up, and then who should be super late but me and you and Caroline?
That is true.
I was mostly on time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mostly on time, really? Because you texted me at 7:53 that you were on your way, and I happen to know that you live...
I ran. Oh. I did not run.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
It was maybe 2 minutes late.
Oh, that is...
That was the least amount of minutes of everyone that isn't chained.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you fill out the pre...
I did the pre-show for him.
All right, yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
I did it... Well, it was mid-show. But
It was a little...
We're going to start... We actually have someone who write a script. So now we'll actually start... Following up on that.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was going to say, it seemed like a pretty huge volume of forms.
After this week, correct. After, not including this week.
Whatever you need to hear.
That was my understanding of the situation. Am I coming through the audio? I can't hear myself
you're fine.
Headphones.
Okay. You're fine. Everybody is doing great. Oh, man. Every time I invite Jane, she messes with the board.
I did not touch the board.
You were about to.
No,
James just helping me out with my headphones.
Okay, I understand. That's good. That's good.
Anything, you know.
No, I know. I appreciate your expertise.
No, you don't.
A tender Valentine's Day moment.
Yeah. I guess the cat's out of the bag. It is Valentine's Day. If you're just waking up and having the realization.
You're not that different from us.
Yeah. Jane and I both, I think, had this realization today that, as Jane put it, we're just lonely birds. And you know, when birds fly south, they like to be in a big V with dozens of other birds, and we're not.
I'm not in any Vs,
No Vs. That's right. You heard it here first on the radio. Shane Hacker is in no Vs.
Brent V for Dog. Valentine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's understood. That's a common phrase.
Yeah.
You're not in any Valentine's duos, or any more rows.
So no VD for you, John.
Yeah. Well, it's good to quicken things up when we're talking about romance. No VD.
Keep it straight to the point, like
no
it always
VD
is.
No VD for old John C. That's what everyone's been saying for years and years.
It's good to hear it. It's good to, well, in some ways.
Yeah.
Let's just reduce everything to numbers, actually. Let's just...
Binary,
zero.
Man. Let's phase it all out.
We're in a zero situation.
Zero. One. Yeah, it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm fine, right? I must be.
I don't understand your question.
Who are you asking?
God.
How available and desirable do we seem?
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys both single?
I have a question to follow up on the bird thing. Does that make Mighty Ducks a romantic movie?
Oh.
I've been told I'm like Charlie.
Always. Oh, that's interesting. I haven't seen it recently enough. Recently enough to remember what any of the people's
title.
Names are.
You just remember the title.
I remember the title.
And the big thing, which is big.
Yeah, they That's fly in the
you
bee.
Could, you could
Spoiler
just,
alert,
You could
sorry.
Know that about regular ducks, though, I think, also.
But not all
but
things.
But not ducks
Mighty
on
Ducks
ice.
Is about hockey.
No, yeah. I know, I know. I
As
know
all
that.
The best
it's,
movies are.
It's a Merfeld family favorite movie, in fact.
What do you think about Mighty Ducks 2?
Oh, Mighty this is Ducks a good Revenge. Game. What's your family's favorite movie? Like, what was a weird film that your family watched a lot?
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, with featuring Donny Osmond.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Mine's an Inconvenient Truth. That's not true. We don't really have like a family movie.
Oh, I was gonna say.
That would be an inconvenient.
Was there one that you had on DVD or on VCR that you ended up watching?
Mm.
Yeah, well, I
just
think,
a lot
yeah,
in
yeah,
the car
well, we
or something.
We used to watch when we were like young. We watched Disney movies like so, like an abnormal amount. I think
That's why you're nice.
Then I'm trying to think like. I don't know. I don't think there's nothing that like sticks out as like a whole family film. But I feel I watch Space Jam a lot.
Yeah. Sure, sure. That came up last week.
It's like unsurprisingly not one of my parents' favorite movies, but they endorsed it enough to buy it when I was a boy with no income.
Sure, I can think of two that really jump out. Do you guys know the movie The Burbs?
No. Are you calling it
is that,
that
scary?
For short, or is
no,
that
no, no, no. It's the it's not scary, but it's. It's like this weird kind of surreal comedy. I think it's Tom Hanks. And he thinks his neighbors are serial killers, and he like breaks into their house to he like doesn't like their I don't know. It's just really weird and like this dry comedy.
Do you mean Big?
No. 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 And then the other one or this other one is Tom
Are you talking about Castaway?
No. Okay, and then there's this other movie called Firewall.
I think you're thinking of The Polar Express. There's,
I
when everybody's animated in kind of a scary way.
I don't even think
chocolate.
I don't even think it's Tom
Toy
Hanks.
Story?
I don't even think it's Tom Hanks. I don't know what anyone looks like. But then there's this other movie, Firewall, that we watched one time on vacation, and it's this really dumb film about like a banker who like his family gets kidnapped or something. And all of us were sitting there thinking it was so bad. And when it got over, we all just like looked around at each other like, oh, what the heck? And then my dad just goes, that was pretty good. And he never likes anything. And my dad just thought like, yeah, Firewall, he checks out. So now that's just one of our jokes of like, if we're ever looking for something to do, and my dad's just like, we could watch Firewall again. So
that's great.
What about you, Sweet Jane?
Oh, I guess a couple stand in mind. There's Spirited Away.
That movie scared me so much as a child. Oh my gosh.
And we had it on tape and we would just watch it a lot. And then Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh yeah.
So now you know why I'm just weird, you know, right? Like You got a weird giant man boy with his what is it, Rube Goldberg's in his house.
Machines.
And then there was one this was a weird one too. Have you guys seen Uncle Buck, which
I've never actually seen it,
I've
but
seen
I have.
Was it John Candy?
On TV.
Yeah, I feel like
I had a friend who would like,
really?
That was their car movie. Like,
yeah.
That's what
really?
They
that was the, yeah. And it deals with like teenage sexual assault. Like it deals with so many issues.
God.
And it's like only PG-13. Fun stuff. And Macaulay Culkin's in it.
Really?
As a boy.
Yes.
Sure.
Boy Culkin.
Yeah,
oh my
boy Culkin.
Jane, I think freshman year or sophomore year, you told me to watch that the saddest movie in the whole entire world that Macaulay Culkin's in. I had like
probably.
Would you remember the name of the movie with the he's like the little kid with the best friend?
Oh my god, My Girl.
My Girl. Oh my god, I had never seen it nor heard
because
of it.
Because it made me just like. Oh.
Devastated.
That was another one. You're right. That was a big one. I had it on VCR. Should we spoiler alert this and
yeah, I mean, how many
should we
spoilers
spoiler,
for
should
My
we
Girl?
Spoiler alert this or should we spoil it?
Is well, I'm going to spoil it. I was just wondering if I should alert.
Okay,
well, this conversation
you already
is
have.
Kind of
alert,
a dumb spoiler.
Yeah. Spoilers for My Girl.
How many years ago did that movie come out?
It came out in the 90s.
All right, you're allowed to spoil it.
Wait, look.
93.
Hold on. So to the dozens of fornicating couples listening to the show as background noise right now, if you haven't seen My Girl... you don't want to be brought down. Just tune out for about 60 seconds, and then you can
that's
tune
generous.
Right back in. Well, I don't want to hear whatever we talk about next either.
Oh, fair.
Honestly,
okay.
Just
all right,
maybe
are
just
you,
finish
are we
your
starting
business.
Starting now, and
yeah,
three.
And tune out.
So it's sad because Thomas J. and I forget the girl's name. She lives in a funeral home and deals with all this stuff and gets bullied by girls and they become best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cute and happy until he gets stung by bees.
He's allergic to
death.
Bees. and he gets stung by bees and he dies.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is so sad.
But the soundtrack is very good to the movie. And hey. The story is very good about friendship.
Yeah.
And overcoming loss and something.
So I was right about Tom Hanks being in The Burbs. It's Carrie Fisher.
You don't want all those couples to know.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher. Oh, Wendy Shaw also.
R.I.P. God. Yeah. Are we going to just play Al Jarreau today?
Produced by Ron Howard. No.
That was my plan for my show.
Oh.
If well, my trainees would oblige.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's, you know, full disclosure, Jane has the show after ours, so... You know, just
full disclosure.
Yeah, so definitely tune out for that.
Any ethical?
If the 60 seconds aren't over and you're listening,
yeah. Anyway, hey, wait. Speaking of full disclosures, how about good old our buddy Mike Flynn, huh?
Yeah, he disclosed himself right out of the White House.
Yeah. Are we all on the board?
No. I.
Trump's national security advisor resigned at 9 p.m. last night.
Yep.
Over. Continued heating up allegations that he totally broke the law and talked to Russia illegally, and then lied about it.
But that doesn't mean that the law still can't follow him, right? Or does it?
It's unclear. It seems like the law he probably broke was old and not really enforced, but he totally definitely lied about it, and he may have lied about it to the Senate, so that would probably be what would follow him around.
Yeah, which you're not allowed to do that.
Correct.
Yep.
Because they're real stingy about it. Yeah. So I guess
on a scale from 1 to 1,000,000, how worried are you guys about the country today?
Is it a long
on Valentine's
scale?
Day? Yeah, it's a long-tailed scale. So it decreases in significance as you go.
It's an inverse log scale.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I don't know. Whatever.
The asymptote is near zero.
Let's just call it 1 to 10 for, as an example. We all know we're talking about 1 to 1,000,000.
Yeah.
Since it tails off so much after 10,
let's
just use 1 to 10.
I'd say a lot. That's the amount.
Okay. I always feel bad if I don't say a high enough number, honestly, because then I feel like my cred as like a woke guy is under attack. But I also just feel like, I don't know, it's going to probably be okay, barring... like a literal war.
Yeah. I was just talking to a friend. So, you know, Donald Trump has begun or like has talked about multiple times and it's already starting to affect support for all federal or all state or federal funded state organizations in Illinois and specifically in Chicago.
Right.
Because he's he's not been happy with the state of Chicago and the gang warfare and all that. So,
nor have many Chicagoans.
Right. Right, but it's pretty much just Trump who's noticed.
I mean,
let's give him props. Trump, you noticed something was up.
He was passing through and he thought, there's something going on here.
But it's really, I was talking to friends on the phone and they're trying to start to volunteer at soup kitchens, et cetera, because they don't have the money to support these organizations that were supporting these people in need anymore. And I was starting to think about the implications of that. Like how thousands of nonprofits or... community organizations can just not have the funding to continue.
Right.
So that was a little worrisome. But otherwise, I'm mostly with you because I'm me. You know, we're all well-educated and we're going to be... Like, we'll be fine. Like, the people in this room will be fine.
Yeah.
Mostly. I don't know. So what do we do? That's my follow-up question. I don't know. I don't have any ideas.
Caroline, what's your resistance plan?
My resistance plan?
In 3 to 5 bullet points.
In 3 to 5, can I do 2.5 to 4?
Unordered lists only.
Sure. Yeah. Unordered list.
Okay, so I'm just gonna.
Which I can, I can render in HTML.
Great.
No,
it's go
just
John.
Tag open tag UL.
UL. Close tag. We all got.
Hey. Make sure you indent properly.
Oh my gosh, you guys. How many times have we been making an unordered list? And we don't indent. All right.
Let's talk about the real issues, you guys. Unordered lists.
Yeah.
Do you know you can nest unordered lists?
I was just doing this on my resume page at johncmurfield.github.io.
Okay, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Click on the resume link. You'll see several nested lists detailing my skills and accomplishments. Foremost of which is nesting a list in HTML. All right,
that's
Caroline.
That's up there instead of your name.
Now that we
I nested this list.
Now that we properly formatted your response,
yes, okay.
Oh, fill it in with some content.
Yeah, CSS this.
No,
add
we
some
do
style to this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Some style and flair. Well, most of my plan is I am doing a thesis, but I do a lot of things. I just, when I decided to do it, I decided that I wasn't going to be one of those people who just constantly talks about their thesis. So I'm just breaking that on the radio right now.
No one's listening. Don't.
No one's listening. It's fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's a shout into the void. but so that's in sea level rise in Boston, and I have done a lot of things in like climate research, and I am going to Chicago next year for work to teach STEM. So trying to
do you have a place
out
to live?
Thankfully, yes. yeah.
I'm looking for a I'm roommate. Nervous. I'm on the market.
Oh, are you going to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, buddy.
Yeah.
Great. Someone else would be in the city.
Yeah.
Of millions.
A city of two.
John, come to Chicago.
Yeah. It's on the menu.
There you go.
Is it moved
I haven't up? I haven't ordered yet.
On the resume of
you
where you're going,
your
is it? Is it
appetizer?
In a nested list position?
Well, here's the thing about that is I was sounding off for months about how desperate I was to get out of Boston, but then there's so many jobs here. And it's
but
so
guess
easy.
Guess what? There are jobs there.
Yeah.
And guess what? We could be roommates, and I'm very clean.
Yeah.
It seems like there are at least two jobs.
They're easier to find here. I'm looking everywhere, but I'm also looking here, and it's easier to look here, it turns out. But I'm looking everywhere.
Okay. Well, whatever.
You guys don't get to feel betrayed.
Wow.
If I don't live in Chicago.
I think you're betraying the Midwest in general,
oh,
not just
fuck
me.
Okay, Jane, if you want to represent the Midwest, you got to go somewhere else and wear that badge proudly and hold up the decorum and values of the Great Lakes region. You know, you can't be in your bubble. That's the problem with the Midwest. You know, everybody.
I prefer the bubble for now. I want to become even more Midwest and then venture off, you know, into the great unknown that is the West or East.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know it a little. You've been here for like 4 years.
Yeah, you've been here a good amount.
Academics put you in this, it's like a relationship. Tufts has been Tufts has been a 4 year unrequited Valentine.
Unrequited on whose side?
On Tufts' side.
So you feel like you've been writing a love note to Tufts and they have not been responding?
Tufts, yeah, they're just like, you gotta leave. You gotta leave. This is temporary.
But Jane, that's
this
love.
Was just a hookup. We just wanted you for your money. We're going to give you a good
that's
education, but we're booting you out the door.
Just a $250,000 4 year hookup.
I mean, you know, not a horrible
race. Is that
race
closer to pimping than a hookup?
Yes. That's why I said that's not a hookup when you said hookup.
Oh, I'll give him that.
Wait, so I think we were talking resistance, you guys.
Yes. And you're in Chicago and you're talking about climate change.
Yes.
So is that your resistance?
My resistance is science, because apparently that's not a thing anymore. But just trying to figure out how to communicate facts and still have them be seen as facts. And I guess part two would be just learning how to have productive conversations with people who do not agree with me, because I don't have a lot of those conversations here within our little bubble.
You came to the right place for
that,
though.
Yeah, but people
still
don't
right
recycle, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Why aren't we talking about that?
No, I'm serious. Like, I won't name names, but my housemate, Elizabeth, frequently just puts her garbage, her food scraps, in the recycle bin, which is adjacent to the trash bin.
You can't do that.
But she doesn't care, you know? So it's that, like, you can talk to a person and they'll say, yeah, I absolutely love the environment. I know that climate change is real, but it doesn't convert to action. That's what's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, anyways.
Yeah, it converts,
that's your real struggle.
It converts the carbon dioxide.
People talk a lot of talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't realize that, like, you make them actually think, like, oh, well, how many times a week do you eat meat? And they're like, oh, well, yeah, every day. But they might tell you that they don't eat meat frequently.
If you,
unless
if
you ask
think
for a number.
About it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
There you go.
I just want everyone to question all of their choices.
All the time.
And then look to me for validation.
Dude, I mean, I was just reading this thing, this economic analysis of why energy policies and energy subsidies have largely failed to stimulate more knowledge and inaction of sustainable energy solutions. And it comes down to the fact that it's not been a systematized process that market players can react accordingly to and compete. Mm-hmm. And because it's been these one-off subsidies, there's asymmetric information. So people just take advantage, like people close to the government or people with special mm-hmm. interests take advantage of these subsidies and don't necessarily use them mm-hmm. for the best purposes or for to actually benefit the environment. Mm-hmm. Or if they do, it's one-off instead of incorporating it into the larger market and having people kind of learn to accept, oh, well, if solar is permanently cheaper and nuclear is permanently cheaper across the board and it's regulated, then what would I do with this regular electricity over here to make this more viable, you know? Because it doesn't stimulate the right type of competition. So it was just interesting to me to think about like how you could do that with people as well. Because you have the one-off people that do composting or something and you think that takes care of your own burden as well. You're like, oh yeah, my friend Nick, he knows about that stuff. That's cool. So I guess I'm covered for my life.
Huh. Yeah, it's hard to be a little single person.
Yeah.
In the face of great adversity.
Right,
no.
Right.
No, it's hard.
It turned into one.
Dude, one of my friends doesn't use any paper products, so she literally wipes her butt with towels.
Bullet.
You know, she uses reusable everything and washes it, but
I feel like
I'd wait for a new toilet paper technology to arise, I think, before I took it in my own hands.
I think it's way better to use one paper product than to use no paper product.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think if it's just zoinks. One for just that special bathroom time.
This is Brennan Corriston with special bathroom time.
And then for all
here's
the
my thoughts.
Times, all the other times, reuse some stuff.
Oh, zoinks. Oh, God. Ah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, in summary, there's some stuff happening. And, and for podcasts, like news things. What?
Resistance, I'm talking. Podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Podcast Rec. That's short for recommendation.
Oh, God. You two have the same thing where you both do that.
Check out.
The love language.
What's your rec?
My rec is if you love being in a liberal bubble and you want to hear some sassy former White House workers talk on a pod, check out Pod Save America.
Oh, yeah. This just came up in my iTunes store.
I like it.
Like
it's
the Obama
good.
Presidency during the Trump presidency.
They had Obama for his last interview in office, and it's very funny because they all like know each other because the people who run the podcast were speechwriters for Obama.
Sounds
very
clicky.
It's very clicky.
I do think they do a really good job though because they talk about, first of all, it's like super fun to listen to because it's super, like kind of insidery, but does talk about like stuff that you can actually do to try to resist and, you know, make things better.
Yeah. They also have one that's Pod Save the World about foreign policy and foreign issues.
Cool. The reason it's awesome. So it sounds like God. I don't know if you guys were picking up on that, but they use Pod.
But that's the joke.
It's kind of a funny little joke.
Pod is short for podcast.
Oof.
It's a little too insidery.
I should just say that. I mean, we're presuming that you out there listening want to be a part of the resistance.
If you love
Trump, you know?
Yeah.
Do it.
Or maybe don't.
Resist us.
No, I don't know. I mean,
don't resist us.
Hey, we don't want to hate each other. Like, you do your thing and be, don't let people bully you. But,
don't bully people.
Don't bully people either.
I think that's a good, I don't know.
I don't want us to just be united by stuff we hate. So, if you love Trump, it's
What are some things that you love on this here Valentine's Day?
Oh,
nothing.
Just go around the circle and say something within, let's say, the last week to month, depending, that made you just very happy.
Week to month, depending on how sad your life is.
Well, maybe if there was something that happened like 9 days ago that you're like, wow, I've been happy this past week, but like then I was really happy that you could tell me about that thing.
There you go.
Go team.
All right.
Who wants to start?
Brenfrog, do you want to go?
Surely
you can pull something up from just the past day.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of good stuff happens today.
How's the atmosphere up riding so high?
Oh, boy.
Finn, I imagine.
Really happy to have a snow day on Thursday. That was really fun. Just nice to get an extended weekend. And Caroline and I got to just hang out and watch TV a lot, which was really nice.
Oh, you two know each other?
Yes. Yeah.
We're developing a friendship.
We spend time extracurricularly, I would say.
Oh.
If curriculars are canceled.
After school?
If curriculars are canceled.
Right, just a snow day romance.
Yeah. Instead of curriculum.
Man, that would take a long time.
Yeah, we hang out after school.
And then yesterday, fun thing. I don't know, I don't want to overdo it.
No, Brennan, it's fine if you have multiple.
Let's wait for everyone to go around.
No, I want to hear Brennan's.
Go. Oh, my God.
They'll be better than ours.
Yesterday, I was serving coffee to one of my former professors and from a couple years ago, Pearl Robinson, incredible professor in the political science department, and she said she remembered my paper about Ghana from like 2 years ago, and she said that was a great paper. And I was like, thanks, professor.
Was that from sophomore year?
Sophomore year, yeah.
That was the one that you wrote in like a week, right?
I think I did like a lot of research on it, I think I ended up doing writing
pretty quickly.
For your African
political economy.
Yeah.
Ha!
But,
I know
good memory, Kwame Nkrumah.
That was all innuendo, for the record.
Yeah. It's all code.
That was all. If you saw their body language during that little exchange, you'd know.
Good memory. But,
indeed.
But yeah, she's somebody else is writing a paper about education, I think, in Ghana or something, so she reread mine, which, man, that was like a big compliment.
Hey, you're a reference.
Oh, yeah. Go Fred.
Thanks.
And they just touched hands.
Oh.
In a high five shape.
That's nice.
Who's next?
Mm-hmm.
We're skipping?
No, let's popcorn.
Popcorn. This is something that
I was just thinking this the other day that I want to do popcorn more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Circle. Boring. Popcorn.
Excited.
With four people, it's hardly a popcorn, though. It's like either four corners
Jane,
or...
just okay. Enjoy it.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, Brennan, you have to popcorn. Somebody.
Oh, yeah. Popcorn Jane.
Yeah,
it seemed like you were ready.
Somebody was going that direction.
I think I'm ready. I'm going to double up with a little advertisement of sorts.
Okay.
So I'm grateful I've loved cultivating gratitude. I have this like 5-minute journal. I think that's literally what it's called, like 5-minute journal. And you wake up in the morning and you write down 3 things that you're grateful for.
Yes. Yeah.
3 things that you want to do that would make the day great, and then you write down some affirmation, and then there's like an inspirational quote at the top, and then at the end of the day you write what are 3 great things that happened today, and how could I focus on like what you can do instead of what has happened to you, so making yourself the active person. What could I have done better today? So I started that at the new year because it was a goal to journal every day, and I'm very lazy, and so I wanted something that laid it out simply for me. But it's made me so much more grateful, and it completely changes your mood in the morning to sit down for those 5 minutes and feel and force yourself to remember 3. It's so easy, you know. I mean, we accumulate so many nice little things throughout the day, even if it's just, I was so happy to wake up and have Noah have made coffee for me. And then you just feel all warm and fuzzy. So I don't need no Valentine. I just got my 5-minute journal. But
yeah, well, you already have a man making you coffee, which I guess is the...
Well, I mean, we trade days. But when I wake up and it's ready and that smell or whatever. Or one of my happiest moments this semester. I've had a lot of fun this semester. It's been flying by already so much. I would say it's been really fun, even in the beginnings of it, to see John and 4 other people that are doing my senior capstone piece start to get to know each other and to conceptualize what the final product choreographically will be. So that's been a lot of fun. And they all bring very good energies to the space.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do we have
that's
a showing so cool. on Friday?
Yes.
Dear Lord.
That's a dear Lord of excitement and feeling prepared.
Todd, bless America.
Yeah.
For real. Let's popcorn to John.
Popcorn.
Hey, it's for her to popcorn.
Oh, sorry.
Popcorn John, and I have to say goodbye because backseat I have popcorn. To go grab my three trainees from down below and grab and give them a tour of the station, etc. Sure. So thank you for having me. Hey. And I'll be listening in the hallway.
Oh, yes.
To your response.
Crank up those hallway monitors.
I love you all.
There we go. Jade's tearful exit.
Yep.
Nice. Got that for my 1 second a day.
That reminded me to also do a second a day.
Oh, are you doing it?
He's been doing
it for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been trying to do it at least this year so far.
John, do you do it on the app or do you do it just on your phone?
I do it on the app.
Do you think that helps more or do you wish there was like more freedom?
I know you can do it not on the app. I kind of like it because it allows you to instantly like crop the second out. Mm-hmm. And I just like to know. I know some people, I think Brendan, maybe you're the one who was saying you're just going to do it at the end and like crop all the stuff. And
I think so. Yeah, which seconds. I think means it's going to take a ton of time. So yeah,
That seems like a big amount of backloading.
Does it remind you to take a second or do you have to go into the app?
It does.
Oh, that's cool.
It then gives you a little daily reminder.
Because I just would always forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've been pretty good about it.
I was doing it this summer up until I started working where my job started in June and it was like a summer camp and I can't film children. So when that was the main thing that I was doing every
What'd
day,
you do?
I couldn't keep up with
so
it.
True.
I understand. Yeah, if you can't do it for a big chunk of the time.
Mm-hmm. But I have a solid 30 seconds of the beginning of the summer.
So. Yeah, I was doing the summer too and then I realized that sitting at a desk doesn't make for great film. So that's
earlier,
like the main thing that was happening.
Earlier in the summer, it did like make me try to do more exciting things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I can't film my bed again.
Yeah.
Or like I can't film my homework because I was taking a class.
Right.
Which I did more than once, but.
Yikes.
The 30 seconds isn't that exciting.
But
it doesn't sound like it.
Do you feel like it's a cool record though? Like, even so, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
it's if it doesn't have to be exciting if it's honest. Is something that like BSing documentary filmmakers would say.
Truth is art.
Yeah, I think that's still informative. I mean, it's not like every moment on here is a wow jam packed thing.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
just as a question in stewed, does anyone want some tea?
Whoa, what? Caroline.
Whoa. Send this here thermos. If not, that's fine.
No.
Caroline.
Sure.
Caroline, Jane is listening on the monitors.
I'm standing
not,
away.
Yeah. Well, I understand, but I can't accept such a thing.
Oh.
While Jane is...
John's shaking his head yes.
Got it.
Okay, wait. Do you say shaking your head yes because...
I guess it's not.
Because I say, okay. Because a lot of people do say shaking your head yes, and that... I think that is so wrong because it's
misleading.
The whole reason,
totally misleading.
The whole reason we have a distinguish between shaking and nodding. That's the whole reason. So you don't have to say yes or no.
And
at the
I
end.
Often say nodding. I thought I would just mix it up and it was a euphemism. Yeah. Apparently.
Well, so, I mean, I'm not that mad at you. I just
I'm shaking my head sad.
Let's try to bring this train back on the rails, John. What is a time you have felt very happy?
I brought the two most backseaty drivers today.
Yes, you did.
We bought our own. Steering
wheel. Yeah. Those little steering wheels that you put for kids in the back.
I mean,
yeah, but we wired it and it works.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the driver's ed wheels.
Recent victories for Gen C.
You don't have to say it like that.
just like
forlorn.
Oh,
I guess I'll answer this
recent
question.
Recent victories, let's see.
Well, this is a nuanced picture. So we went to the National College Comedy Festival this past weekend.
Your staff.
With the Institute. Yeah. And it was really wonderful. Apartment on Charlotte was the headliner.
Ayo. She's very funny.
Yeah, I think I might have left my favorite tie there, though.
Oh, no.
which is a bummer. And one of my blankets. Yeah, I know. And then
I
texted this girl that we were staying with, like, hey, I think I might have left this stuff in your apartment. I don't know if I left the tie there, but I definitely left the blanket there. And I was like, I think we left the stuff in your apartment. Like, if you find it, I'd be happy to like reimburse you for mailing it back to me, but like you don't have to do that. I just thought I'd let you know. And she hasn't responded, which I just think is kind of weird. And like, it's
do you want me to prank call her for you?
No.
Oh, that would be a good way to do it.
But
can we call out? Let's do it.
But really,
let's call in. Bro.
There was a high, definitely a high point. Mm-hmm. The toot did super well. We got
a lot of applause breaks, which I kind of forgot was a thing. It's so exhilarating and weird when the scene just has to stop for like 10 seconds. It was really, really fun.
That's awesome.
I made a game time decision to play violin with no shirt on at the end of our set. And
how game time was that decision?
A few days prior. But I didn't tell anybody.
So that you brought a violin.
But I didn't tell. No, the violin was pre-planned. The violin was pre-planned. And I just didn't tell people I was not going to be wearing a shirt.
Sure.
So the Institute was also surprised. let's see. Being in Jane's band, dance has been fun. I'm trying to think. I feel like something else good happened. I'm doing okay, right? I must be.
Those sound like great things.
Yeah.
I almost feel like you shouldn't ask as much if you're doing okay.
I second guess. Wait. It
seems like you're definitely doing okay.
There was something... No, there's something noteworthy, though, that was good. Glarp. Who knows? I have some jobs interview stuff coming up.
Hey!
That's exciting.
In Cambridge.
Ew.
Mass? Yeah.
Cambridge the same.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
good one.
Yeah,
I've been finding it helpful in relating to our previous conversation of just like trying to focus on things that are actually really good that are happening.
Yeah,
because sometimes it can feel very sad.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
Popcorn.
Caroline.
Oh. I forgot that I had to go.
Yeah, you gotta catch that little kernel.
Just because I said snow day doesn't mean you have to say snow
day. Oh,
yeah.
I've been really focusing on all the good things.
On the good things. I'm just trying to figure out. The snow day was really fun. Whatever the snow that we got before the snow day, I think that's what it was.
Tuesday?
Yeah, on Tuesday, I was like...
Wednesday was when school started late.
Was that the day?
Yeah, I remember because I had my lecture that ITA got canceled.
Oh, then Wednesday, yeah. That day. That was really, really fun. I don't know. I was just like walking up to Lane and I don't know. Because it was like the first time that it was really, really snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so happy. And I like when it snows. I don't like when it's cold, but I think it's really fun when it snows. So
I agree.
It's a good time.
What's your favorite kind of flake?
I like the really, really big, like wet ones.
See, that's what I was just thinking of when I asked the question.
Yeah, yeah. They're so fluffy.
They are.
Super fun. I feel like we had that. Like, I feel like we had a lot of that recently.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's all this white stuff on the ground.
All this white stuff on the ground.
Snow. Did you guys make any fun snow creatures?
I placed an order to Domino's.
Yes, I was there both times.
Oh,
no,
boy.
Isha placed the other one.
Oh, she did place the other order.
Only placed one.
I made a snow angel.
Inside references. What is this? Keeping it pod, save the queen?
Yes. We had Domino's 2 days in a row.
Sure. Sure. I feel like Domino's has really clawed their way back up to the top. Or maybe they're just nearby.
Really, they're just like so accessible. Because the second day we had it really late. And so they're like one of the only places that's open that late that you don't have to go to.
Sure.
Wait, did we have it Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday?
It was Thursday, Friday because snow day. And then after senior bar evening.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
This has been... Wait, when did we have Domino's?
Just recreating our schedule. This is the cheap thrills that you get.
Yeah, yeah.
By hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah.
Heyo.
Reviewing orders.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have another question. Seems like John has a question first.
No, here's something this I thought that you two would appreciate that I thought of on the snow day.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and say it.
No, I think I'll just flaunt it. Is flaunt? This is a sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to sidebar.
over here.
Sidebar sounds like the name of like an intense but on the side news program from the This is Sidebar.
This is Sidebar.
We're talking Flaunt.
Yeah, well, Flaunt classically is a kind of somewhat sexual thing, right? Mildly, or is it?
I don't know if it's a sexual thing. I think it's like a confidence thing, or like a look at me thing.
You think that's primarily it, though?
Like, I think it's like a strut your stuff. That's what I always think about when I hear the word flaunt.
Right.
The song Strut by the Cheetah Girls.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think like you mean
you could yes. flaunt.
Free your mind.
You could flaunt a new phone case, theoretically. Like,
right.
You could be showing off a phone case.
No, I understand that.
I think the connotation.
I'm more asking about the connotation. And when you
like
say...
Like peacocking.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the verb for showing your peacock feathers.
Yes.
Which, if you're a peacock, you just have on you, or if you're a collector.
Yeah. Or just a lucky traveler who finds some on the ground. Okay. No, I was mostly just wondering, like, if when you say you flaunted your new phone case, which is a strange example sentence, but if that has any kind of, like, is that a reference to, like, the sort of kind of quote-unquote, like, real meaning of flaunt? But I think you're right. I think it's equally valid.
Well, because I almost think is flaunt also used to mean like go against a norm or something like that?
That's flout.
Flout?
Yeah.
Okay.
You flout a norm.
Yeah. You could flaunt like breaking a norm, but you would have to have another word.
You would have to have already flouted the norm.
Flaunt does not
right.
mean that.
I see what you're saying.
But it's also like I had a friend from high school who loved the word brisk. But he only knew it in the like, it's brisk outside, like meaning cold. And so he would just say that constantly. He'd be like, Caroline, it's very brisk. And these are the kinds of conversations that we would have. But one time we were walking and we were walking pretty quickly. So I was like, oh, Peter, this is a pretty brisk pace. And he's like, Caroline, do you know what that word means? Yes. So that this could be that sort of situation where there's one more commonly understood meaning of flaunt, and then you can use it in other ways, but it's not the primary like connotation.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. I called in the internet here. First of all, excellent story. Love Peter.
Thank you.
Love brisk. Flout is, as you said, to openly disregard a rule, law, or convention.
Yep.
Flaunt is display something ostentatiously, especially in order to provoke envy or admiration, or to show defiance, or to dress or behave in a sexually provocative way.
Oh, okay. There so it's both.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, this the example they give is newly rich consumers eager to flaunt their prosperity.
Ah, sure. Conspicuous consumption.
Conspicuous flaunting.
Yes. Okay, so then my thing, just from the other day, was I came up with a new icebreaker. It's never been done before.
Yeah.
And I know you guys like that.
We like games.
Yeah.
We like breaking the ice.
New stuff, too. New stuff is fun.
Okay. And the icebreaker is... And I think it's a good litmus test if you meet a new person in general. For example, I was talking to someone about, like, being on a first date and what they would talk about. And I think a good icebreaker is what do you freak out about? Right? Because some people will be like, I don't really ever freak out. And then you're like, okay... snoozer, right? Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair cue.
I think that's a good one, because you could also interpret it in multiple ways, where it's like freak out excitement or freak out fear.
Exactly. Yeah,
definitely.
So then you can figure out if they're more motivated by excitement or fear.
Either one's fine.
You can learn
a
lot.
Yeah.
What if somebody said volcanoes and it wasn't clear if they just loved them or were afraid
of
them?
Well,
I think they should
both
love them and be afraid of them.
We could talk about it then.
That's like a respect thing.
Listen, we got to...
Volcano reverence.
We got to start hauling off to make room for Jane. Caroline, do you want to read a PSA really quick?
Sure. Brian, can you pick it?
It would be my pleasure.
Don't do that.
That was for show.
English, please.
Some of these, like, I think that the reason for this is that they're public service announcements, but some of these are really morbid. This one seems okay.
Okay. So, let's learn about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers...
Brent, sorry, cool it.
Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead. Road one and sidewalks multiple ahead for pedestrians. It is the law to stop for pedestrians. I said that wrong. Pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Great. Great.
I had some goofs.
Picked a nice long one. WMFO, no, that's okay.
Tufts Pedestrian Radio.
We can stitch it together into something workable. Okay.
Yeah, this is radio. Nobody's listening.
Yeah, okay, quick before we go, Caroline, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
On time. Does anybody have anything they want to plug for the week? Anything you have up or that you want people
plugs,
to come to?
Plugs.
Unplug anything that you're not currently using.
All right. Caroline, this is for events of a creative nature, generally.
This is just something that I care about.
Well, how about while you're checking out an event, unplug your appliances at home that are just
all right,
picking
up. Come to the kids' table Thursday at 8:30 at Ho Tung. That's the main thing.
That's our open mic.
Right.
Stand-up style open mic.
Okay, great. I will play at least the first half of this song until Jane deems it a good time for her to start. For Brennan Corson, Caroline Gleason, and Renee Jane Acker, and John C. Murfeld, this has been Our Comedy Electric.
Woo!
Boss those teeth around!